In an effort to encourage and inform citizens, this is In the Public Interest on 89.1 WEMU, our bi-weekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the upcoming 2020 census, and we're joined by League member Margaret Leary, a lawyer and librarian, retired from her position as director of the University of Michigan Law Library. Welcome, Margaret.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You've been here before. You know your stuff. We always love talking to you. So let's just start with the basic question. What is the census?
The census that I am going to talk about is the decennial census. It is taken every 10 years, and the purpose is to count every person residing in the United States, to count that person only once, and to count that person in the right place.
And that came from the Constitution originally, didn't it?
Oh, yes. It's in Article 1, which is the article about Congress. And it's in Article 1 to make sure that all the residents of the country are counted when congressional districts are allocated among the states.
And there are other uses for the information as well?
Oh, lots of other uses for the information. As time has gone by, the information has become more and more important. So the first use is to allocate seats in Congress among all of the states. And after that, each state uses the census information to draw its congressional districts and other more local electoral districts. One of the other very important purposes of the census is to determine how many people are living in each part of the country so that federal, state, and local funds can be distributed to those populations. Distribution of a huge amount of money is determined by the census. For example, in fiscal year 2015, in the state of Michigan, $14.5 billion, with a B, dollars were distributed to the state. Just to give you an example of where the money goes, the four largest categories of money were Medicaid, which received $6 billion in fiscal year 15, SNAP, also known as food stamps, which received $2.4 billion, Medicare Part B got $2.3 billion, and highway planning and construction got $1 billion just in that single fiscal year.
So people need to realize that the stakes are high in filling out the census information.
That's right. The stakes are very high. A second use for the census information, which has been taken since 1790, is to collect demographic data about the population of the U.S. And that basic demographic data has varied over the years, but it includes race, sex, age, whether they own their dwelling or rent it. And over the years, the questions have varied slightly, although there's a high value in maintaining consistency for comparative purposes over time. But over the years, some of the other information that's been asked is how many years of education does each person have? Are they able to read and write? How many hours did they work? And whether they own a car, a radio, and also over the years, citizenship has been a question on the census.
Speaking of citizenship, we've heard about that and the upcoming census a lot in the news lately. Tell us about that controversy.
Yes, there's a huge controversy over whether or not the citizenship question should be on the census this year. The last time the question was asked was 1950, and after that, the Census Bureau itself decided to stop asking the question for a few reasons, but the main reason is that it would deter categories of people who are already hard to count from responding to the census or even answering the door when the census taker comes. There is so much controversy over this that there are three federal lawsuits pending, one in the Southern District of New York, one in California, and the third one in Maryland. These suits have been filed both by government agencies and by non-governmental organizations. The one in the Southern District of New York was decided last week in favor of the plaintiffs. That is, the court determined that the citizenship question should not be on the 2020 census. And the Constitution doesn't mandate the question, but it has been asked in the past. The drive to add that question to the census in 2020 was led by Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross, who engaged in a lengthy process that the court eventually found was not a legitimate process, and the court found in favor of the plaintiffs and determined that the census question should not be on the 2020 census.
With all the immigration concerns, one can see why someone wouldn't want to answer that question either way, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And that was one of the reasons that the court gave for deciding the case the way it did. They did not want to suppress response to the census because the information is so valuable. The second reason is that adding the question would increase the cost of the census immensely because people who don't respond initially have to be called on a second, third, or fourth time in the effort to make the count complete. Third, the court found that the Secretary of Commerce had violated several federal statutes and may have lied. And fourth, and this is really a compelling reason without any of the others, determined that the information about citizenship is available elsewhere. The Secretary of Commerce was claiming that the Department of Justice needed the information from the census in order to enforce the Voting Rights Act, but the information is already available, so there's no need to put it on the census.
When responding to the census, are your responses guaranteed to be kept confidential?
Absolutely. Everybody who works on the census is sworn to a lifetime responsibility not to disclose any of the individual information. The information is, and that is subject to a substantial fine if you're guilty of disclosing the information, $250,000 or 5 years in prison or both. So there's not much motive to disclose that information.
But do you think people filling it out feel that confidence? I mean, we can't even go on Facebook without your information getting out there.
It is. I think it's a serious problem. And one of the challenges to everybody who cares about the census is to somehow establish confidence in the process itself, that it is safe and secure and will not be disclosed. And I think that will take a great effort.
When do you think we'll have a final answer on the citizenship question?
Well, we have to have an answer by June of this year because the Census Bureau has to produce the questionnaire. And the cases in California and Maryland have not yet been decided. I think that the judge in the Southern District of New York wrote such a long opinion, it's 277 pages long, wrote such a long opinion perhaps to make it easier for those other two courts, which are in different federal districts, to come to a conclusion about what happened. There's one outstanding issue, which is whether or not Wilbur Ross himself will have to testify in court. And that issue is before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Southern District in New York court judge decided to go ahead and make a decision without hearing what Wilbur Ross had to say.
Sounds like this conversation is not over. It is for now, and maybe this is something we can touch on and continue the conversation at in another episode of In the Public Interest. Are you good for that, Margaret?
Oh, yeah, that would be wonderful. I'd like to talk more about how we will achieve a complete count. Thank you, Lisa.
Margaret Leary from the League of Women Voters, thanks so much for sharing your knowledge and information with us on this edition of In the Public Interest on 89.1 WEMU.